This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems.
U.S. President Trump has presented his long-awaited Israeli peace plan. Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on hand for the announcement at the White House. There were no Palestinian representatives present. Mr. Trump has not had a good relationship with Palestinians since he recognized Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel. But he said the plan is carefully detailed to appeal to all.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a dealmaker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
The plan calls for the establishment of a Palestinian state, a key issue for Palestinian leaders who have long called for a two-state solution to the conflict. Further details were not immediately disclosed, but Trump administration officials say the plan greatly increases the territory controlled by the Palestinians, although it also recognizes Israeli sovereignty over large settlements in the West Bank. The president said Israeli security is of utmost importance.
And crucially, the proposed transition to a two-state solution will present no incremental security risk to the state of Israel whatsoever.
He also said Palestinian needs must be respected.
Therefore, it is only reasonable that I have to do a lot for the Palestinians, or it just wouldn't be fair.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for President